The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., if you will, on this day, celebrating the man and the great American that he was, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's interesting. I have my little 9-year-old texting me. She's off school today. And we wish you all the best on this Martin Luther King Day. We are working. Not a holiday here, but...
But it is a federal holiday. This marks the 27th year that Martin Luther King Jr. Day has been observed in all 50 states. It wasn't observed in all 50 states until 1993.
All 50 states except...
Except our company, yes.
Okay. Listen, we're here. I'm glad we're here because everybody else is off. And then, so Charlie texted me, and I wanted to say happy Martin Luther King Day, and I sent a picture. Yeah, she just sent me back the I Have a Dreams, I Have a Dream meme. I Have a Dream. Look at with Martin Luther King right there. That's great. Teaching your kids history. That's what I'm saying. All the good things that about this great country, you know. And, Lord, I just wish, I want to take a slight political turn. I just wish the folks in Washington would remember everything that Dr. King went through, everything that Dr. King preached, you know, and on both sides, just to understand that, if we could just work it out, you know. We had we lost John Lewis, who actually marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, but I don't know how some of the areas in the communities that Dr. Martin Luther King so eloquently spoke about, you know, in the tumultuous 1960s, how the Democrats seem to have abandoned those inner cities and those stressed areas. I don't have an explanation, and I don't understand it. And thank God President Trump is doing the opportunity zones, which is great, working with the pastors, very supportive, as we were talking about earlier with Jen Kearns, how the president is helping out the African-American communities. It would be nice. I mean, I would love to see all of this effort in this impeachment fiasco, which is going to go nowhere. I wish that the Democrats just stood up and said, we are going to fix the inner cities. Nancy Pelosi, I wish she would say, I'm going back to San Francisco. I'm not coming to Washington because this homeless thing has got me really upset. And I'm going to clean up that beautiful, beautiful city. Adam Schiff, I wish he would stay in Hollywood and say, I'm going to clean up Hollywood. I'm going to clean up the homeless in Los Angeles. I'm going to work it. Let's do it. Nope, they're not even there. And when they go back, do they take care of it? Nope. Incredible that people forget. So we wanted to acknowledge all that Martin Luther King has done, and hopefully we could still be hopeful. Hope springs eternal that everybody, particularly the politicians of Washington, would listen to the words of Dr. King and follow the mantra of peace and togetherness and put aside the divide. Joe on the radio, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're mourning two police officers killed in the line of duty in Hawaii, of all places, beautiful Hawaii, Honolulu. Police say that two officers were met with gunfire after responding to a call about a stabbing at a home yesterday. It's I keep telling you, a simple, what would seem to be a simple domestic violence call. You're a police officer. You go there to keep the peace. It's what you do. It's more of a peace officer than a police officer. Go in there and this creepy mental ill person, apparently it was a mental ill guy. They think he may have died in the fire because six other houses were destroyed. I mean, incredible what went on here, and they think he died in the fire, the victim. So we'll follow that story, but our hearts go out to the police officers, the two police officers in Honolulu. And Bill Bratton just tweeted something out, and I retweeted that, just paying homage to the two cops, man. I tell you, wonder why we support law enforcement. This is why. They go, you go out on a domestic violence call, and now you take your life in your hands. It's inexcusable at this point in time. And you know what, Frank, to that, and not to get too crazy about it, but speaking, I picked the wrong word, crazy about it, because we want to talk about mental illness. The mental illness, whether it's a school shooting or whether it's this crazy creep out there, maybe there should be, like, and this is what I want the Democrats to come up with. And there's so much that we could do that the Democrats could help out, as opposed to starting and wasting all the national time on an impeachment. A mental illness walk-in facility. If you're having a problem, have a place you could walk in. I mean, something to think about. That's what I wouldn't mind spending tax money for that, you know?
You get no argument from me there. There could be a lot of greater support for the mentally ill, but there also needs to be a change in attitude. You know, we've spoken with a number of experts, and the problem with a lot of these incidents in which cops end up having to deal with the mentally ill because no one else is doing it is there's repeated warning signs for all these people, right? And these are a minuscule portion of the mentally ill community. It's not just a minuscule portion of the community at large. It's a small portion of the people that are mentally ill that are dangerously mentally ill. People that are dangerously mentally ill and actually will hurt themselves or somebody else should be institutionalized. And there is a law called Kendra's Law that allows people to be institutionalized without their consent. Unfortunately, a lot of civil rights people, a lot of civil libertarians are afraid to implement Kendra's Law and have broader use of Kendra's Law. If somebody, you know, for instance, we covered at the time that tragic situation in Muncie where that person attacked a rabbi in that anti-Semitic crime. Yeah. That person had been violent before.
Yeah.
Now, why wasn't he institutionalized after he was violent the first time? And now, look, he gets to attack the rabbi and a bunch of Jewish congregants in Muncie. And the same situation can be said of this person that killed this 92-year-old in Queens.
Good God,
I mean, he stabbed his own father. If you're going to be mentally ill enough to assault your own father and then they're just going to let you go, then what do you think is going to happen? These are people that shouldn't be in a position to get weapons or be in society. And yet, unfortunately, in places like New York, they don't have the will to broadly implement Kendra's Law.
Unbelievable that we're here and that the politicians won't acknowledge it. And Governor Cuomo says, well, we have to fix certain things. No, you got to sign an executive order to stop bail with that ridiculous situation. That it was the same with infanticide. I don't understand how you can have a baby born and then let the baby be born. And then, by the way, which I'm going to really, really do an attention deficit kind of twist here to Governor Northam in Virginia, you know, with taking away guns. He's taking away guns. This guy wore blackface. This guy said, let the baby be born, and then you can decide whether you want to keep the baby or not. What? Hey, I don't care if you're pro-life or pro-choice. I don't care what you are, honestly. But that's murder. That's murder. This guy, and they never went after this guy, Northam. He's still out there.
Well, not only that, he's going to be very much in the news today because there's a big gun rally in Virginia today, Governor Northam
took that turn for a reason, Frank. I knew you'd take that.
We know what we're
doing.
The
chief's got nothing on us, man. That handoff. Did you see that handoff? Come on.
What a game, though. It came from behind again. But Governor Northam has actually declared a temporary state of emergency ahead of today's gun rally in Richmond. The governor said apparently that he's hoping the extra security measures will avoid a repeat of what happened with Charlottesville a few years ago. Hopefully everybody protests peacefully. Whenever you have folks with guns and white supremacists protesting next to armed members of Antifa, it tends to be a bad situation. So hopefully all sides will.
But this is the Virginia legislature, correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, is trying to take away guns. Clearly, that's what they're trying to take. They're not allowing guns in public places. Wait a minute, excuse me. Does this mean in like the Virginia Capitol, people, you can't have guns anymore? Are there law enforcement That can have guns? Did they take those guns away too?
No, police can still have guns. I'm not an expert on this law, but it's become very controversial because several mayors and other local officials in Virginia have actually declared their cities sanctuary cities, having nothing to do with immigration, but sanctuaries for gun owners. So it's going to be very volatile, I'm sure, down in Richmond today.
And then even Michael Bloomberg apparently said that shooter in that Texas church, you know, that the shooter took out this guy, how many dozens of deaths, of violent, vicious murders from this creep down there who shot and killed two. One guy took his gun out 50 feet away, boom, took the guy out, one shot and a head wound. God bless that guy that took that criminal out. Bloomberg went against that.
You know, it's so bizarre. I was talking a little bit with John Catsimatidis about this yesterday because I think John is a gun owner himself, and he's also, you know, I'm not friends with a lot of billionaires, but the couple that I am friends with, I try to get the thinking of what billionaires think, because what Mike Bloomberg said is so incredibly out of touch and bizarre. Now, when he was mayor, he made his big crusade going after illegal guns, going after micro stamping and bullets, going after preventing guns from being sold across interstate lines and then imported in New York if they didn't conform with New York's laws. All reasonable things. What he said about Texas, what you just described, it's so bizarre. Now, this shooter would have killed, he could have killed 50 people had somebody not shot him. And Bloomberg's response was, "Oh, I don't know the facts of the case." And then he proceeds to give his opinion. You know, if you don't know the facts of the case, then don't say anything.
But he says,
"I don't know the facts of the case, but I think the only people that should have guns are members of law enforcement." Now, this isn't a partisan position. You have Eric Adams, who's a Democrat. I think he's a liberal Democrat, former cop. He says when he goes to church now, he brings a gun, and he's urged former cops to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Dov Hikind, Democrat assembly member for 35 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's urged, especially Jewish congregants, to, if they're armed, bring a weapon into church. So I don't know what Bloomberg's talking about. It seems like he's just gotten, and I'm eager to see what he has to say in the speech in Oklahoma today where he's addressing inequality. But he's just, since leaving the mayoralty, he's gotten even more out of touch and even more in this Bloomberg bubble than when he was mayor.
Yeah, and what's happening under Mayor de Blasio with the homeless and not addressing the homeless situation, what's happening in Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco and Adam Schiff's California, Los Angeles area in California, what's happening out there, they don't address it. Like what I say on this Martin Luther King Day, wouldn't it be great to say, we're going to all the stressed areas, all the areas of the United States that I talk about that has been my mission for 25 years. I see how people give to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. It's not easy in the nonprofit arena now. People don't, you know, you got to raise, you got to grovel for that money. You got to do those live auctions. I'm on stage with the silence and the crickets, and you're trying to raise money for the kids. And so Catholic Charities has to step up and help the inner cities across the United States of America. And these Democrats are more concerned about impeachment, for God's sake. They should step up, follow the line of Martin Luther King. And it leads me to believe, and not to be dramatic, but that the Democrats were the impetus in the Ku Klux Klan, you know, and it, maybe it was the Republicans that, as Jen Kern said, and I don't want to make this one side or the other, but for goodness sake, why can't we just, all these people that preach to us, that tell us we're racist, the professorial tones, I'm so sick of it, why don't they step up, put their money where their mouth is, and go back to the areas that really need help?
Well, I think, this impeachment, Mishigas, it's really the modern
Mishigas,
day.
Good word.
It's the 21st century equivalent of Nero fiddling while Rome is burning. Yeah, I mean, there are real problems in the country and the world.
You're right.
And to waste the time of the Senate on this for 10 days, for 2 weeks, it's just so silly. And, you know, talking about Martin Luther King, two aspects of his life and legacy that I think don't often get talked about are, one, his opposition to the Vietnam War, which he was very vocal about prior to being assassinated.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think if you look back at what he was saying at the time, you know, so many of those things can be said of the war in Afghanistan. Obviously, there's not a draft anymore, so people aren't being forced to serve in Afghanistan. But I really do think there's no need for any American lives to be lost in Afghanistan in what's already the longest war in American history. And I definitely think that's important to keep in mind. Also, how the level of FBI misconduct that he was subjected to throughout the course of his life, it should be a red flag to make sure that Americans these days don't tolerate the FBI treating American citizens like that anymore. I mean, they sent him a letter which he construed as encouraging him to commit suicide.
Wow.
A jury actually found that the government was a participant.
J. Edgar Hoover,
a jury found in a civil trial that the government was a participant in the conspiracy to assassinate him. And if you give these institutions unchecked power, you end up with people like Andrew McCabe using that unchecked power and James Comey using that unchecked power to prosecute and go after political adversaries, not necessarily criminals.
Amen. 919 with Joe on the radio. I see your calls. I'll go to the calls momentarily. 877-970-2999. Well said, Frankie. Right on the money. Appreciate that very much. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you on this Martin Luther King Day. Traffic's got to be light, Deb. How we doing out there on the roads?
It's a lot lighter than normal, that's for sure. Again, alternate side parking rules suspended for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Metered parking rules in effect. I do see some slowdowns as you head over to the eastbound BQE, getting up and out toward the area of Cabin Plaza. It looks like a couple of accidents cleared out of the way over there. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the Belt Parkway West, getting right out toward Kennedy Airport with an accident cleared out of the way. Let's see what's happening down in South Brunswick. Over on Road Hall Road into Cranberry South River Road, it's an accident with a downed traffic light over there. 7086 at 24, pothole repairs taken care of there. And let's go over to the 825 connector over in Bridgeport. You're slowing down, and it looks like you have an accident there, so that is causing a delay. Cold today. Sunny, high of only 32. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Dennis Prager advises against watching the impeachment trial.
I would not be watching the trial at the Senate. To watch it is to give people who are prepared to ruin this country because they hate this president a credibility and justification, etc.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where, with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-257-5387.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-257-5387.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I have the best sunglasses. Let me see, 9:23. We got time. Do we have a guest? No, we have a little while. So let me just take some time when I tell you about the Dello Russo family. I got some great these. How do you pronounce these, Frankie? Vornay, I guess they're like French sunglasses.
I'm not sure. They look so great.
Well,
Frank,
you know,
doesn't speak French.
I got them over there because I didn't realize all the services that you can get at Dello Russo. So I was met when I went over there last week with Laura, our sales chief. You know, I went over there and Stephanie was there. What a great gal. Stephanie is Joe's wife and the mother of the Delarusso family. Just a great gal. I felt so comfortable. Right there in Bergenfield I went. I'm going tomorrow just to double check my eyes and everything. But I had Dr. Joe Delarusso himself there. Just he and I in the office, right? Now, he's a legend. They came up with the whole LASIK concept. It's been the Delarusso name has become synonymous with LASIK. So I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to get LASIK, and because I have trouble reading the line. But first, I heard about Joe's, and I know I'm going to go a little long on this. I'll stay with me, 924, that I wanted to hear about Joe Delarusso's history, where his family's from. He's from Manhattan. And this family, of course, came from Italy. But he was brought up in Hell's Kitchen, Frankie. Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
Hell's Kitchen,
great
right
guy.
There. And you had your eyes done. Both of you guys had your eyes done. No
absolutely.
Glasses on both these guys. And they don't, when they see MD, they don't say Maryland. They say
that's
MD.
That's a good point. That's true.
Misreading things like I did when the good doctor was with us. So I talked to Dr. Joe. And where'd you go? Then he went to do ophthalmology school, became a medical doctor, went to become an ophthalmologist. That's hard back then, you know? And he went up. It was when NYU was like in the Bronx. He went up there, and then he said, "I want to go to Jersey." Great story. He went, and I want you to go to Delarusso, and I'm going to give you the information. 855-646-2020. You got to go to Delarusso for anything for your eyes. Joe and Stephanie go to Fort Lee. They open up an office there. It's doing good. Then they move to Bergenfield, where there was a need. They do now. It's all over. You know, they're all over. They have,
I got them done here in Manhattan.
You
got
you can go to Manhattan. Yeah. You can go to Manhattan as well. So I'm talking to this guy, and he was so humble, and he knew more about eyes. Then he goes, "All right, let's do the examination." He goes, "I'm talking too much." I said, "You're not, Dr. Joe. I want to hear your story, man." And as an Italian American, it made me so proud. I got to tell you. So I sit down. He puts the thing, and you put your chin in there. You put the eye thing on there, and he's looking. And he goes, "No, you look great." I said, "What?" He goes, "Man, you're gonna have cataracts when you get older. I'll take care of that. But right now, nothing." I go, nothing. And so he does the letters up there. All right, look at him with the mirror thing. So I look
I love
at
that.
The wall.
That's always fun.
Yeah, in the mirror. Joe, what's the first line? Ba-bum, bang, bang, bang. A, Q, I go, bang. Next line. Ba-bum, bang, next line. Before I finish third line, he goes, "Done. You don't need nothing." He goes,
"Well,
I'm
great.
I'm not going to." What I loved about him, he could have said to me, "You're the host of a morning show that's doing very well. We're going to advertise there. I want to do your LASIK to tell you how great it is." And he said, "I'm not going to fix it if it's not broken."
Well, if people do wear glasses or contact lenses, they really should contact Dr. Delarusso and see if they're a candidate for laser eye surgery.
Yeah.
So I had laser eye surgery about 15 years ago, maybe 16
wow.
years ago.
Wow.
The amount of money that I have saved over the last 16 years in glasses
alone.
And contact lenses, it's in the thousands.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, think of how much you spend on glasses and contacts on a yearly basis and then just forget about it. It's an enormous cost
just
saving.
The annoyance of it too. But Dr. Joe said just wear the reading glasses. He goes, and you know, it's since 1990, to Frank's point, the doctors at Delarusso have performed more than 165,000 LASIK surgeries. Check that out. And over 98% of patients treated see 20/20, and the majority see better than that, often 20/15. And like we were saying as well, four centers, New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Long Island. Look at this. Coming from Hell's Kitchen and then he's still working there. I don't wear a white coat. He looked great. Look in shape, Dr. Delarusso, Dr. Joe. He was in shape and I don't like the white coat. Let me sit down. Let me examine you. It was so great. Now I'm going to see Dr. Bowser tomorrow because just to check out everything, you know. I appreciate it, Doctor, being that honest with me. In fact, Dr. Delarusso is such a man of integrity. He evaluated my eyes when I went there Tuesday. I expected to have something done. He told me, I'm not going to fix it if it's not broken. I will reiterate that because you find me a doctor that says that. Most doctors would have not been that honest and just said, "Oh, yeah, let's get it done. Let's make some money off of Joe." That did not happen. So we want you to go to Delarusso. Here's the number, 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020. 2020. We're telling you about the Delarusso family. Very proud to tell you about the Delarusso family. You could visit, please, Delarusso.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning. Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. Yeah, I got my buddies at Kansas City texting me now, man. What a game. Yeah. I went out, I played a casino somewhere out there so many years ago, you know the story, And my buddy Dean brought me out. He owned the casino and the Kansas City Chiefs ambassadors. This is great, and I wish every NFL team had this. And this was from the Hunt family. They started the former players, Chiefs, would go out and do great things in the community. And then they would, it was a great example. They would go with the younger players. So all the ambassadors were there. So I do a comedy set, and I meet up with this big giant of a guy, Walter White. And we were friends ever since, man. This had to be 20 years ago. And then, of course, we lost Walter, like I told you, from pancreatic cancer. He went so quickly. But then I said, let's do a benefit. I called Dave Lindstrom. You remember Dave, one of the great Chiefs, and all the good folks out. Dave Johnson from Chicken and a Pickle, that place I told you about. Man, it was great. It was great. And we went and we did a whole big benefit. I bought Michael out because big Walter White was so kind to my son and Jerry Walter's beautiful wife. We did a great show out there in the name of Walter White with the ambassadors, with all the Chiefs management. This is a great sports organization. Darn if they don't win yesterday. And they were back in the game the week before. Al, the week before.
Oh, 24-0 they were down.
Yesterday. They were down yesterday by a touchdown. The Titans had come out.
It's funny. I had a bunch of people over yesterday to watch the games. Yeah. And even when the Chiefs were down, every single person said, there's no way the Chiefs are losing this game.
Really?
Nobody had any doubt.
It's
that
Walter.
Come back.
I'm telling you, it's Walter White. I believe in that.
It's an improved defense that finally made a stop. Last year against the Patriots, they gave too much time left for Tom Brady to go walk down the field and win it. So the Chiefs' defense has improved tremendously, but you cannot discount Patrick Mahomes. The run he had yesterday for that touchdown. Yeah. Yeah. He should have been tackled for a 3-yard loss and then maybe tackled or knocked out of bounds after gaining 5 yards. Yeah. He ends up running a 30-yard touchdown. Yeah. The guy is amazing.
Magnificent job of coaching by Andy Reid as well.
How about that? How about Andy Reid, man, doing that?
Well,
right?
The knock on Andy Reid was he would always take his foot off the gas when he got enough of a lead that he felt that he was comfortable and he thought his defense could take care of it. This time, he just kept putting the pedal to the floor and saying, we're going to take care of business. The other thing that they did, they neutralized the Titans' running attack. The kid who's running the ball, Derrick Henry, for them, was amazing. They stopped him cold.
One touchdown that he had.
I think one touchdown. They had no answer for the fact that the running game was knocked out.
You know, when I was there, I was afraid to talk about it. I didn't go to the Chiefs game. Remember we were snowed in?
Yeah.
And Al, you got me over to your friends over at the radio
station. Yeah, he was at the game yesterday.
He was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Nobody knows his name.
Pete.
Great station,
no,
by
not
the
Pete
way.
Prisco. Pete Mundo.
A great station, by the way. We appreciate that. So I said, but I didn't want to go to the game. When you walk in, I told you, they're superstitious. And last time I saw the Hunts when Lamar was alive, it was like, don't move. I didn't move. They won. Thank God. I'm afraid to even talk about it now.
I
just want to tell you, Walter is watching. The angel of Walter White is watching over the Kansas City Chiefs. I hope they take this. With due respect to the Niners, due respect to the Titans, they didn't even expect to have a season
like
that.
They had a run like the Giants had a number of years ago when they won the Super Bowl in 2007. Everything was clicking right for them until they got in front of Kansas City.
San Francisco played really well last night as well.
The Packers didn't want to be there. Yeah. The Packers were outplayed in the first half. Like, they had no interest in tackling or doing anything, and all the 49ers did was run the ball. I think Garoppolo had, what, 8 passes?
Something like that. It was great to see, though, Jerry Rice out there at the game yesterday. It looked like he was having a good time. He looks like he can still play. He looks like he's in great shape.
Nancy Pelosi at the game?
No.
Not that I noticed.
I think they should have, like, I was going to make a bad joke about the homeless. They should get the homeless, but make a little football team for the homeless.
Well,
we have a softball team at that station?
Yeah.
Maybe they should do a homeless softball
team. But the problem is
Nancy Pelosi should do something.
By the way, that softball team, since I have stopped playing and managing, they actually win games now.
Do we still have it?
Well, I mean, it's under the leadership of Greg Floyd, so it's kind of Greg and his union buddies now.
Yeah.
So.
The stadium, unfortunately for the stadium is in Santa Clara, which is a considerable distance from San Francisco. I don't think they want to ship the homeless people out there to build them a little cabal. But Frank should really call the Mets and see if they're interested in having Frank manage the New York Mets,
since they seem
to be confused as to who to get for their Mets.
Can we do a shout out to Greg Floyd, by the way? He got a nice award. I was supposed to go over. And was he? He was.
Yeah, he was sworn in to another term as president.
Yeah, congratulations!
Another 5-year
congratulations
term.
Congratulations to Greg.
Really, a terrific
great union
crowd.
Guy. Yeah,
people came in. Oh. Pete King said some very nice things. Tom DiNapoli, a whole bunch of people. Chuck Schumer was just awful. I mean, he gave
really.
Yeah, he's just terrible. I mean, he starts talking about the impeachment trial.
No, he did not.
Yes,
no, he did not.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't clap
for
him.
He did not talk about the. impeachment trial at the swearing in of Greg Floyd.
I couldn't believe what I was listening to. He says, we're going to go down to Washington and begin our quest for fairness. And he does his whole big thing. Oh,
why don't you say congratulations?
Right,
thank you.
Exactly.
And walk off.
And Sal Albanese was there as well because, he was a friend of Greg's. And he comes over to me. He says, the last thing I wanted to do was hear a whole bunch of politicians. And it's a politician saying this. A whole bunch of politicians talk. I mean, it's all about Greg and the union.
Yeah, yeah.
I did get to meet Jim Hoffa Jr. And as I told you on Friday, I got to meet
him,
I asked him who did a better job playing his father, Al Pacino or Jack Nicholson.
Mm.
Far and away, he said Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
And I got the sense that he did not like The Irishman at all.
I thought Al Pacino did the performance of a lifetime in The Irishman. I really do. But why did he say, did he give you, and Jack Nicholson, brilliant in Danny DeVito's film.
Yeah, I think part of it is that Hoffa, the film Hoffa, portrays his father much better than The Irishman does. And I think he probably liked the movie more. But also, Pacino's played a number of real life characters, Dr. Kevorkian and Roy Cohn and others. And his style is not to do a direct impersonation of them. He kind of brings his own take.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Jack Nicholson did do a direct impersonation of Hoffa. So I think if you're looking for accuracy, Nicholson probably was more like Jimmy Hoffa than Al Pacino was.
All right. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. I got a text here. Join me. This is for my local folks in New Jersey. It says this is an arbitrary text, a mass text. Join me, Jack Cittarelli, as I declare for governor tomorrow, Tuesday, January 21st at John F. Kennedy Elementary School. That's where Jack went to school. Jack is it. He's going to be in tomorrow. So I want to hear what John Bradley.
So the state is just
shut down.
Overwhelmed. Be nice. No. No, we wish Jack all the best. How is the governor going to react? And how is John Bramnick and the Republicans going to react? Because I love a lot of people like John Bramnick to jump in. And where do we stand, Frankie Five Boroughs? We'll get into that. 9:35 right now on AM 970, The Answer, honoring Martin Luther King, the great Martin Luther King on this day. Al standing by with the headline news, 9:36 right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
23 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo will reveal his budget plans Tuesday. Cuomo expected to use the speech to push for the legislation of marijuana and the money it could bring in for the state. The governor will also talk about how he plans to plug a $6 billion budget hole. A four-year-old Siberian Husky has been adopted after going viral on social media. Jubilee, who has an eyelid deformity that makes it appear as if she's always surprised, had more than 150 people try to adopt her recently, according to Husky House in New Jersey. The dog came from a breeder who couldn't sell her and called her weird-looking. Husky House added a photo to their Facebook page of Jubilee with the caption, "I wish I was beautiful so someone would want me to be their dog." They confirmed on Sunday that Jubilee had found her forever home. Travel through Cape May County is going to get somewhat trickier as a section of Route 47 is closing down until the summer. The State Department of Transportation says 47, also known as South Delta Drive, will be closed and detoured in both directions in Middle Township between Indian Trail Road and Springer's Mill Road, started this morning at 7. The closure not expected to lift until June. Route 47 is one of three major roads that pass through Middle Township, the others being Route 9 and the Garden State Parkway. Middle Township Mayor Timothy Donahue says the DOT told him repairs can't wait and there's no safe way to keep the roadway open during the road work. In sports, Islanders fall in a shootout against the Hurricanes 2-1. Rangers lose to the Blue Jackets 2-1. Chiefs beat the Titans in the AFC Championship game 35-24, while the 49ers took care of the Packers 37-20 in the NFC Championship game. So it'll be the Chiefs and 49ers in 2 weeks in Miami for the Super Bowl. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Traffic very light this morning. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s day, and it looks like metered parking rules remain in effect. Heading over to the Hudson River crossings, the inbound GWB upper level, disabled vehicle, but traffic very light at the George Washington Bridge this morning. Lincoln looks fine. No problems at the Holland Tunnel. If you're going to be taking a ride over to 3 eastbound, okay, through the construction zone, getting down toward 21, heading out toward 20. 72 West at New Providence Road into Mountainside. That's a collision. And Road Hall Road getting out toward Cranberry South River Road getting into South Brunswick. Accident with the down traffic light over there to deal with. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the Sprain south of Jackson Ave getting down toward that Greenberg area. Looks like a disabled vehicle in the way. Sunny today with a high of only 32. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature. You got to try your Balance of Nature. I have it with me. I'm a travel Balance of Nature. I'm going to get some more Balance of Nature today because I am on the regimen. And you want to know the truth? I just don't want to stop because I've been able to continue at the pace that I go because I believe because I'm on the Balance of Nature journey. And I want you to start as well. When I tell you about Balance of Nature, all it is, it's a vegetarian capsule, right? And inside the vegetarian capsule are tens of thousands of vital nutrients, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables, all the antioxidants that you're supposed to take that you and I do not take by the end of the day. Look, by the end of today, I want you to ask yourself, okay, how many servings of fruits and vegetables that I have, right? You're not going to come near what Balance of Nature can offer. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's impossible for you to do that. I can't do it. That's why I'm on the Balance of Nature journey with Frankie, with Al, with Debbie. The whole morning team is doing Balance of Nature. And right now, Balance of Nature is offering you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code The Answer.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year starts at home. Breathe fresh new life into your home this year with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 28th and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's an outstanding Italian restaurant that's sure to please your taste buds? The answer, Michael's of Brooklyn. Family owned and operated by Fred and his brother John, they've been a Brooklyn institution since 1964, serving incredible Italian dishes for three generations. Listen every Wednesday to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer during Italian trivia for your chance to win a case of their delicious sauce or enter to win at am970theanswer.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all five books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants you he wants to say thank you to you listening on the radio. He's like a radio guy. Mike, remember he was on the late, great Imus? He was the late, great Imus. He bought MyPillow to Imus, and then they sold tons of pillows. Then they come to Salem. They go to Mike Gallagher, you know, Kevin McCullough, and he met his friends, Mike, and he felt comfortable on the radio. Then he came on this show, and you started buying MyPillow through the roofs, for crying out loud. Mike appreciates that. He's such a good, loyal guy. Strong man of faith, great patriot, great guy. Now, He wants he's given this to you, these incredible discounts on mattress toppers, bed sheets, on pillows, my pillow. It's time for you to get a my pillow, right? And this Mike is offering a first time buy one get one free offer today on Giza sheets. Buy one get one free on Giza sheets. But my pillow products, you know, they come with that 10-year warranty, and you have a 60-day money back guarantee. Are you kidding me? You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. That is for you from Mr. Lindell. And this, buy one, get one free. Those are on the Giza sheets. Enter the promo code AM970, or you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970, The Answer.
Come nunca questa notte, io non dormo e penso a te. Si confondono i pensieri, io ti amo e non vivrei.
Beautiful voice of Giada Valente. What a talent. And Giada's calling in now. We always love to hear from my dear friend Giada Valente, 944 with Joe and Giada on the radio. Giada, welcome to the program. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Very early for me in Las Vegas, but it's always a pleasure to wake up early for you, Joe.
Wait, you're in Vegas as we speak, right?
I'm in Vegas as we speak, and it's 6:45 in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
The sun is not shining yet, but we already know we will.
And for you, I know you're an entertainer of the such wonderful quality. You're such a wonderful person on stage. For you to get up this early, we appreciate it. But by the way, I just was talking to Al. I think Mike Gallagher, who comes on at 10 o'clock, I think he's broadcasting from there. If you get a chance, he's over at the convention center or something, if you want to say hi.
Oh, awesome.
Hi, Mike Giada. I was just on Joe's show. You go on the Mike Gallagher show. Hey, Giada, so tell us what you're doing. Are you going to Italy? Are you performing? Where can we, first of all, tell us about this upcoming Italy trip.
Yes, actually, I'm taking every year a group of, just like you, we take some America to see our beautiful homeland, yeah. Where I was born and raised, and my trip is going to be October from the 21st to the 29th, and we have an amazing itinerary. Of course, I'm going to take them to Venice, where I was born and raised.
Wow.
Tuscany, where we have some food, wine, and even a concert with the piano player of Andrea Bocelli, which is a dear friend of mine. And then we go to Rome, and we discover the Colosseum and the Vatican. Of course, we have to go and say hello to the Pope while in Italy, right?
So you're putting together a group. Now, is this with our mutual dear friend, Steve Perillo, by chance?
Steve Perillo, yes. With Steve Perillo, indeed, the best. Yeah, if you want to go to Italy, I'm always say, book with Perillo. Yeah. Too. So I'm going with, I know you do the same, we do the same. And always is an amazing time to be. To be there is well organized, and it makes us stay in beautiful places. And me being born and raised there, of course, I will show them my favorite food. My father is from Rome, so I think I will take you to my favorite place for paninis and ice cream. Yeah, it's funny because if I take Italian American with me, they always feel like they are home, home. But and when there are people from wherever they are from the world, they come to Italy, they just feel home. So it's going to be fantastic. And it's from October 21st to October 29th. So great time of the year.
You know what? We went this past October. And, of course, we sold out so quickly. And we sold out our April trip already. So we're going with a great group in April. I cannot wait to go. But, so this is good to know that you can go with Giada in October. Because we went in October. What a great time to go. The weather is absolutely perfect. It's just perfect.
Yes.
But I got to ask you about Venice. First of all, we'll talk about the problems they've had with the flooding, but you were brought up in Venice. Did you have to go to school in like a boat? People, every time I think of you, and we've talked so many times that I've never asked you that. Well, you're brought up in Venice in beautiful Italy. I mean, how do you get to school?
We go to school. We can walk. You can take the ferry, of course. The you don't take the gondola to go to school.
Cool.
But we stood and we walk. You can walk almost everywhere. It's a little island. I mean, you've been to Venice. Venice, it's one of the most beautiful places in the whole world. It's very different, but it's small.
Yep.
It's very small. So we walk. I always went to school walking. And if I was late, then I was taking the little ferry.
What was that? On an island? Because I went to Murano, and my goodness gracious.
Oh.
The history of that. We saw the glass blower. That guy, he was 75, and he was there since he was 10 years old in Murano. We went with
in Murano.
It was beautiful. Hey, but how are they doing? Has the flooding subsided in Venice considerably? Do you know?
Yeah, you know, everybody is concerned about Venice and the flooding for us musicians.
Yeah.
Just like every year happening. This year was a little bit, last year actually, was a little bit worse than ever. They never had a flooding like that in 50 years. But I was talking and calling all my friends in Venice and the restaurants. My friends were at restaurants. The restaurants were opening. And you know what, Joe? People were at the restaurant wearing a very long boot, sitting on the table, eating with water, and they were all happy. My friend, you know, the only one who had a problem, I'm good friends with a songwriter, very famous, who wrote the song "You Don't Have to Say You Love Me," Pino Donaggio. And for him, I was a little bit worried and sad because the water, he has a studio in the Grand Canal, and all this memorabilia of the city, everything was underwater. So for him, it was a little bit tough this year.
Because the
flooding came overnight, and he didn't have the time, and they could not get into the locations because of the electricity problem they had.
Yeah.
But, you know, for us Venetians, it's just like every year happening.
Yeah.
But I really hope and pray that they can finish the Delta plan that will save Venice for at least such a dramatic flooding. Yeah, so they're going to have a little bit of flooding.
See Venice with Venice's own Giada Valente. You go to ParilloTours.com to check that out. You know, this is great. Giada, we love you. We love you on stage. We love you off stage. And we love you joining us on the show. And you're welcome anytime. And I will talk to you before you go over there. But October in Venice and all of Italy with Giada Valente with Parillo Tours. Are you kidding me? That sounds good to me.
And one day we have to go together, Joe. Can you imagine? We're never coming back.
I would love I think you're right about that. Thank you, Giada. Give our love and thanks.
Thank you so much.
Giada Valente.
If they want information, they can go to viavalenti.com. They can find all the itinerary. So it's viavalenti.com, and they have all the info.
You are so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Giada. She's so
Italian.
I love it. The best of Italy right there, viavalenti.com. 9:50 with Joe on the radio. Debbie, want to go back? We'll go back with Giada in October. Come on. Why not?
I'm telling you. The Perillo Tour was absolutely amazing.
We're sold out. We held on as long as we could, but we had to cut it off because we are going with the greatest group now in April. Easter in Rome. I cannot wait to go. It's going to be great, right?
It's going to be great. Yeah, you're going to love it. Mm-hmm.
And then the performance there and everything. And then, and thanks for tracking down the pictures of all the folks that we went with the family that we created on the Perillo Tour when we went. And thanks for that. I think they're going to Matt, right? They're going to Matt.
Matt and Kara, we're sending them pictures.
Excellent.
So maybe they can put something together for March 27th. So many people from the trip are going on the 27th of March. It's going to be so
reunion.
Much fun, Joe.
Perillo Tours reunion at Lorenzo's, March 20th. We're going to be there. 9:51, Deb's on the roads for you on this Martin Luther King Day. Thanks, Deb, for always joining us. How are we doing this morning?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. Alternate side parking rules suspended for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Metered parking rules in effect. It is still busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue because of a couple of earlier accidents over there. Inbound GWB is stalled, vehicle clear. You look fine, though, at the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln, and the Holland. 287 North, exit 6 in Piscataway. It's an accident. 22 West, a New Providence Road into Mountainside, a collision there. Road Hall Road by Cranberry South River Road getting into South Brunswick. We're getting reports of a collision at that intersection. On the Sprain south of Jackson Avenue to Greenberg, a disabled vehicle. Taconic North at Bryant Pond Road into Putnam Valley. Watch out for another stalled vehicle as you head through that stretch. Keep in mind, New York City subways are running on or close to schedule, and it looks like you are on a regular schedule for today for the holiday. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas wants people to try to open their minds.
A lot of people have been upset with me for my support of the president. I think, well, try to understand why. Anytime somebody says, oh, you're just selling your soul for political power, it's just kind of funny that people say that as though, like, they know that's true. And I think, look, if you know me, I would like to think that you'd at least know that I would never want to do anything like that. So maybe it's worth trying to understand what I'm saying. Let's try.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Stop supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that we care about, the values that have made America great, faith, family, and freedom. AMAC is fighting for us. They're fighting against reckless government spending and the expanding scope of the federal government. They are pro-small business and for securing our borders. They support our military and respect our veterans, and they stand for our flag. When you join AMAC for just $16 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts on hotels and travel, cell phone plans, dental plans, and more. All AMAC members receive the AMAC bi-monthly magazine with articles on issues that matter most to conservative Americans. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny today, breezy and colder than yesterday with a high of 32, wind chills in the teens to near 20. Clear, brisk, and very cold tonight, down to 21 in Midtown, 12 to 16 in parts of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Sunny to partly cloudy, brisk and cold tomorrow, high 35. Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, high 38. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher, I believe Mike's broadcasting from Las Vegas, right? That's going to be exciting. You don't want to miss Mike from Las Vegas at 10:05. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. We'll give you to 10 o'clock. It's 9:55 now. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Here is the number, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but you'll meet the great team, the family. It's more like a family over there, Route 22 Toyota. When I went over there and I first met Iggy, you know, we actually, hey, let's have something to eat. I said, we're in a showroom. We're in the Route 22 showroom. By the way, the largest indoor automobile showroom that is brand spanking new with a brand new spanking new customer lounge. And he goes, come on, we'll eat a little something. So Dominic from DR Catering was there. I told you the story many times. I'm sitting there, and I'm with Alex Kinsella. And Alex looks in the, you know, he kind of gives a wayward look. He goes, you know, I think this is what we should do. I go, what? He goes, give the callers, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you know, to call. The number is 855-621-9949, like I told you. We'll give him a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, a free filter. I said, you'll do that? Yeah, he goes, yeah. Then Alex goes, and Iggy's right there, and Carmelo, Chris, and Johnny, the great team. Then Alex goes, and 0% APR financing. I said, how could you do 0%? He goes, no, 0% up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Great. Then Iggy goes, what charity is you like? I swear to goodness, and this all happened while I'm at Route 22 Toyota. They go, well, I go to Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I've been an ambassador for them for many, many years. All right. We'll take care of that. They make a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. They get Toyota to make a donation. They hire kids from in kind of like a vocational kind of a class over at Route 22 Toyota. This is a spectacular organization. And if you go to a dealer, you don't want to deal with dummies. I'm telling you, it's Route 22 Toyota where you want to go. And you could start here with this first five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter offer from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's so easy to get to. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Hey, Joe on the radio, wishing you all the best today. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Joe.
Let's do it again tomorrow. Absolutely. We are streaming live. We're giving away a Retro Fitness membership, and then you will be able to give away one more. when Stacy comes in from Retro Fitness, and we'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow on the Piscopo Show. You don't want to miss it. And Al, I hope you feel, but we're going to get to the bottom of it, Al. We're going to get to the bottom of who drank out of Al's teacup. It's the major problems of the day. You know, Charles, thank you. Kara, great job always. We appreciate it. And again, we'll be on YouTube, we'll be on Facebook, and AM970TheAnswer.com live on camera on Piscopo in the morning. We're going to celebrate Martin Luther King Day the rest of the day. Wish you the best. I'm going to jump on America's Newsroom. We're going to welcome Ed Henry with Sandra Smith on Fox News. That's about 11:30 East Coast time. It's Piscopo. Wishing you all the best on this Martin Luther King Day. Hey, do me a favor. Would you do that, please? Make it the best day ever. Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
23 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A rare set of quintuplets born in Jersey City celebrated their first birthday this weekend. The five infants all weighed less than 2 pounds when they were born last year, and they were all conceived naturally. A GoFundMe page has helped the family pay for the feeding, clothing, and medical issues for the babies. The Vatican has ordered Timothy Cardinal Dolan to investigate sex assault allegations against Brooklyn Bishop Nicholas DiMarzo. A 57-year-old man claims DiMarzo molested him when he was an 11-year-old altar boy at St. Nicholas Church in Jersey City. Mark Matzik's lawyer has told church officials in New Jersey that he was preparing a lawsuit against DiMarzo. The bishop says the allegations against him are not true. In sports, Islanders lose to the Hurricanes, Rangers lose to the Blue Jackets, the Chiefs beat the Titans, and the 49ers beat the Packers in the AFC and NFC championship games.